Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you much. Welcome back. Hour number three. Jim has the day off. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. 24/7 emergency services for its clients and provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation, wind and hail damage restoration, along with storm damage, biohazard cleanup, everything you need. Operates on a national level with their catastrophic events such as hurricanes. Give them a call. They are a great local organization. 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. Joined with another very special guest. Why don't you introduce this one, Doctor?
Well, we're hanging out this morning with the delightful, amazing Tracy Flukey.
Could we bring in somebody that's like, you know, not like tremendously physically fit?
I don't know if you realize this, but basically what we're doing is we're cleansing the room of masculine energy and bringing all the estrogen in this morning.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And they're all in unbelievable shape.
Sorry.
We're like a tricycle right now.
Hey, we got a bunch of college people coming on. We'll talk about partying and drinking and pizzas and all kinds of stuff. That's what we'll do. Hi, Tracy Flukey. How are you?
Good morning. You know, I'm bummed I didn't see the
burpees you were doing this morning and Carrie Ann.
Yeah, I missed all of that.
Yeah, it's really good. So we were just talking. You, of course, you and your husband have written tremendous books about traveling cross country on your tandem bike.
Yes.
And I actually rode on your tandem bike one time. Remember that?
You did. Peter took you out.
Yes.
And I think he made you wear a helmet, too.
I think so, too.
Yes,
I'm
sure he did. I'm sure he did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because Peter's a smart guy.
Yes. Yes.
And all right. That's how we stayed.
Oh, so what I was saying about that, what I was saying about that with Bellin. So we did a big promotion with them, giving away the helmets to kids.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful thing. Where they did a big poster. It was me and Murphy, and I think Katie and somebody else. Okay. And I looked so dorky. Okay. And there are posters up all over town of me looking extremely dorky in a helmet.
No, you were adorable.
No, yes. I wasn't.
This isn't junior high anymore. You were super cute. And you were teaching the kids a really important message.
Exactly.
That is pretty amazing how many helmets they give out, though.
It is.
That was amazing.
Well, and it's
I got
so
texted,
important.
Mino, you did awesome. Proud of you.
Aww.
Let me know if you need advice at all. Who's that from, Todd?
That is from Carrie Ann.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. Thought it was one of our other people. Okay. All right.
Did you happen to catch John's burpee? Two burpees.
I heard him on the radio, so I did hear he was doing them, but I would have loved to have seen them in person.
The video will be on Facebook later.
Oh, they will? God, oh, good. No. I'll have to watch for that.
No.
Yes.
And on June 26th, we get 20 burpees and
I heard
20
that.
Push-ups.
Well, and I think since you're doing that, we should add a 20-mile bike ride to that as well.
Okay.
I love that.
I'm in.
This is like the Mino in the Morning Triathlon.
Yes.
There you go.
I love it.
This is big.
You could even go on the back of the tandem if you don't. If you've done 20 burpees and 20 push-ups, you may want to go on the back of the tandem instead of riding a bike on your own.
I think that tandem thing that you guys do is really cool, though. I mean, as far as how many miles, because, you know, every time you bike, you know, there's going to be that one, well, you'll realize if I go biking with you and your husband this year or boyfriend, whatever he is at this point.
Don't make it awkward.
More awkward than it is. There's going to be that one guy that kind of lags behind, which will probably be me, you know. But in a tandem, you have to deal with that, right?
No, you're on it together. You have to work together. And it's not like the person on the back doesn't have to work because you do. The tandem does not move well unless you're both working together. So you just can't put your feet up or read a book or goof off back there. You have to be paying attention and pedaling just like your captain does.
Mm-hmm. Todd, can you come here one quick second?
What you need?
I got to give you a phone number of a person who will verify that I should not wear a bike helmet because of how I look. Can you call? Can we find that
old poster?
Don't say the name. Just go.
We'll try to find.
I tried getting hold of Murphy, but of course he's at a golf tournament in Florida right now.
Oh,
he's too big for us. Yes.
So wait. So you are willing to put your health at risk and not wear a helmet because you're concerned that you look dorky?
Yeah.
There are some cool helmets out there now, John.
Are there?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, there's so many different types and sizes and weights and. You look cool in them. I mean, there are some that maybe some look kind of dorky, but you could get a really cool one.
You could.
I could help you find one.
Okay. If you can help me find one, then I'll do it. Because I look, I mean, people made fun of me for how I looked. It was that bad.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've Are you sure life. It was the helmet?
Yeah, for sure. Maybe it was something. I don't know. I only need this person on for 30 seconds, Todd. And we won't say who it is. I just need verification why I should not model bike helmets. Okay? Just hang on for 1 second.
Can we talk about the Fox River Trail?
Yeah.
Like, Tracy, tell us about what's going
on. Hang on 1 second. Okay, wait. Todd, do we have her? No? Okay, can't do it? Okay.
Oh. Okay, so Fox River Trail.
She might call. Okay, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Thanks. All right.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Fox. So we were saying, when I lived in Ledgeview,
yep,
I used to bike the trail to Greenleaf.
Yep.
And I loved it. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. Loved it. I didn't know you were instrumental in that thing becoming what it is.
I was involved in it early on. Peter more so than I was when we first moved to Ashwaubenon. And we've been involved in it ever since. And recently, I became the president of the Friends of the Fox River Trail.
Okay.
And we are in the process of completing a $2.9 million campaign right now.
Wow.
And we're very close to finishing it. We're going to repave the northern piece. So from Green Bay or Port Lear all the way down to as far as Heritage, maybe a little further, depending on funding. And then the next step in the process will be to pave it all the way to the town of Greenleaf.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How far does it? Can you keep going?
Yes. From there, I didn't even know this. I was talking to Matt Creasy, the director of the Brown County Parks, and I was thinking it kind of ended or maybe just went a little further
right.
by Green,
That's what I thought.
Past Greenleaf. There's another 6 miles beyond
oh, really?
That's Brown County.
I'm yeah, and then to it goes into
yeah, it goes to Brilliant and uh-huh. it goes into Calumet
Seriously?
County. Yes, oh, yeah. it goes a long way.
You yep. can go to Forest Junction and then you have to do this little end around, but then you can hop back on the trail again and get to yep. Brilliant. And there yes. are like places to eat. There's a yes. little brewery in Greenleaf, which is yep. delightful.
I didn't yep. know there was a brewery in Greenleaf.
Yep. There, it's right on the trail.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
yes. What is it called? I forget.
Ledgestone.
Ledgestone
Brewery.
Vineyards.
They have vineyards. Mm-hmm. They have wine and they also have beer. It's a great place to stop. They've done a couple of different fundraising campaigns for us down there. And
it's right on the trail in Greenleaf?
It is literally like right on a beautiful
yes,
summer
you
evening.
You can't miss it.
Oh,
you
I'm
should go for a ride. Just
yes.
ride out to Greenleaf.
Yep.
Go hang out, listen to some live music
yes.
at Ledgestone.
Yep.
Come on back.
Got That's a text great. Here. Asked Trace about her bicycle crash and her concussion and her trail saved her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, in 2018, I was biking on the road, and a woman ran a stop sign and took me out. She came, took a left and ran right into me. I had a concussion. I had road rash, of course. I had to have surgery on my knee, my left knee. In fact, when I get done here today, I have to go get my shots. I get shots in my knee every 6 months. She said she didn't see me. I had a lights on my bike. I
sure.
had a yellow jacket on, a helmet. She just wasn't paying attention. She was in her own neighborhood and just, you know, did that half stop, which mm-hmm. we see all the time. You know, people just not watching.
I'll tell you what, I did a benefit this winter for a lady in Suamico. Big time biker.
Yep.
Huge triathlete. You know who I'm talking about, I think. She's mm-hmm. a big triathlete and Ironman competition
yep.
and everything. And she got, it's a miracle she survived.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing. I don't know if she missed the stop sign or somebody missed the sign. It was yep. really early in the morning.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, it's the real deal.
It is, you know, and I was thinking, because as I saw her coming up, I was thinking in my head, because I'm a trained bicyclist, I've taken a course on how to bike safely,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, I had my hands over the brakes, I kept pedaling so she saw the motion, I moved a little bit to the left so I wasn't quite as close to her, did what I thought everything that was right, and if she would have went straight, I probably would have been okay, but when she took that left,
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't
wow.
get out of the way.
Wow.
So,
and you had a helmet on, obviously.
I had a helmet on. And the funny thing is, both of her kids, she had two kids in the car, and both of the kids, when they talked to the police officer, said, I totally saw that bicyclist.
Wow.
Yeah. That yellow jacket. I totally saw her.
Wow.
But you know, how many times have you been driving in a place where you're comfortable and you kind of forget where you
totally
right. are? Or you're
yes.
just
I mean, not making excuses,
right.
but it's
yes.
human nature.
It happens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to pay attention and look for, you know, motor vehicle drivers, their biggest threat is another motor vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But there's pedestrians out there, there's bicyclists out there, there's inline skaters.
Mm-hmm.
You need to look, stop, look left, look right, and then go ahead and take your turn because you have to look for everybody. And I think right now everyone's just kind of running those stop signs.
Well, and not only that, we're talking about the other thing. I almost got run over here.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, I mean, that could have been a, you know, these kids
on a sidewalk.
On the
yeah.
sidewalk with mm-hmm. one of those like motorized bicycles
mm-hmm.
just flying around the corner right here.
Yep.
And, I don't know what would have happened. I mean, it would have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, you could have got hurt badly.
Yeah. Well, e-bikes are great. I mean, bikes are great for people who need a little boost, but not on the sidewalk.
Right. Yes, they should be in the road.
Yes.
They should ride like any bicycle.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. Yeah. In the bike lane with traffic.
Yeah.
Can we talk about when somebody is biking on the road, how much space, as a driver, how much space do you need to give that cyclist?
You know, the more you can give them, the better. Mm-hmm. I think state law says it's at least 3 feet, mm-hmm. if I'm right, 3 to 6.
I didn't know there was a state law.
Oh, yeah. I think it's 3 feet.
I think it's 3 feet required. But the more you can give them, the better. I mean, if you've ever had a car come close to you, even when you're walking down the road or you're getting out of your car and all of a sudden, a car comes by, how scary that is when this, this car comes by. Mm-hmm. So the more space you can give them, there's a cool cartoon out and it shows a car going by and it's really close. And then they show one going by that's far away, and it's like, that's someone that's a bicyclist. So give them the space they need. You know, if you don't bike, think of someone you know that you love, that you care about, a neighbor, a friend, whatever, that bikes, and think that that's them on the bike, and give them as much space as you can.
Absolutely.
And if you're a driver, and say you're out in a country road, and you see a cyclist there, it's okay to go over the center line.
Absolutely.
If there's nobody coming, you can go widely over the center line. I see a lot of people who just feel uncomfortable with that. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. It is.
You've got the whole road.
Yep. Or the other thing, you can just slow down and wait. Mm-hmm. If there's a car coming the other way and you know you can't do it, just slow down and wait. Mm-hmm. You give, 3 seconds out of your time you're going to, by waiting for that other car to go by?
When you travel cross country, though, and I read your books and everything like that, though, man, you guys... out in like Montana or Washington or somewhere, it's like you guys had like 3 inches of space between you and the semis that were buzzing by you. What was that like?
You know, on some of the roads in Montana and North Dakota, you know, they're 70 mile an hour and they're 2-lane highways, like a county highway. And that's where you're going to go. And there's no shoulder on it. And it is scary when they don't pull over or they don't move. And typically they do. One thing we found is the professional truck drivers are great.
Yes.
That's their job. That's their living. And they know safety, so they will move over. But sometimes it's the motor vehicle drivers that don't quite get it. So it is scary at times, but like I say, most of them are really good and will give you some space.
I think one of the things, though, too, with and we're talking about this, and you said with knowing your neighborhoods, you know, that's where we're the least careful.
Yeah.
I mean, you brought up a really
great... You're familiar.
But when you think about it, you're in that zone. You're thinking about something else. You're not thinking about where you're going or whatever. And it's just so... Those small little neighborhood type things can be... good point.
Well, that's the most frequent place you're driving. You're coming and going from your home and you get too familiar with it.
All right. We're at Tracy Flukey, Talking Biking, back after this. Hey, man, George was never my scene and I don't like Star Wars. Say Rose. I say Royce. Say God, give me a choice. Say Lord. I say Christ. Hey, welcome back. Come on to the mayor. Jim's got today off. I'd say this is a little preclude to next week. He's off all next week.
Good for him.
Yeah, got some great
spring break.
Yes.
Where's he going?
Riviera Maya.
Oh.
Yes. You didn't hear my story earlier of my last trip to Riviera Maya?
No.
Tell it again.
No.
Come on. It's a great story.
No, not with young, impressionable future broadcasters.
No, they need to hear this. They know the dangers of broadcasting. That's what they need to hear. It's a great story.
John checks his phone. Is there something else we can talk about?
You know what? Murph said he can't talk.
Okay.
But give him a call anyway. He's at golf tournament. Give him a call. You got his number?
I do.
Give him a call. Right. So he said, sorry, I cannot come on. I'm in the middle of a golf tournament, member guest tournament. I said, you suck. So give him a call anyway.
All right.
I don't care what he's doing. Give him a call.
All right. Uh-huh. I'll see what I can do.
Yes. Riviera Maya.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a little overserved type thing.
It happens.
That's why Billy Buns
are. I was going to ask why you're Billy Ribbon.
Slept on a bench. Let's just put it that way. Slept on a bench.
Yes. Tracy Flukey here. Are you guys doing any more cross-country trips?
You know, we don't have a cross-country planned, but in the spring, we're going to be bicycling to New York City.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's kind of a freaky place as far as, like, my daughter lives in Brooklyn, so we visited, and you go across the Brooklyn Bridge like everybody does. Holy, those bikes, those people on those bikes are serious. I mean, they fly past you like crazy, don't they? Have you ever been? I have not been.
Oh. We've been on our northern tier trip, so our first trip, we were in Adirondack, so we were in the northern part of New York State. But I've never been to New York City, and we've been talking about it for a while, so I reached out to Peter, I got all our maps, I said, okay, let's do this. We'll drive down to Green Bay, or excuse me, drive down to Chicago, leave our car at the Amtrak station, and then take off from there and go to New York City. And then we'll just take Amtrak back. Well, now, of course, Peter's like, oh, we've bicycled to Chicago before, so we can just bike down there. Why are we going to drive down there? Well, you know, if we get to New York City, D.C.'s right there, and Maryland and New Jersey, right. And we haven't hit those. And I'm like, okay, so now this trip that was kind of a 1,500-mile trip is, gosh knows how long it's
going to be. That's incredible.
So, yeah.
What was the scariest part of your whole trips? Because, you know, I had a good friend. He walked the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
Okay. And boy, you want to talk about a weight loss thing. Oh, holy yeah. cow. He couldn't put on weight. He was trying to put it, but you burned so many calories. But anyway, he said one of the scariest things was when he had a camp someplace that he was unfamiliar with, and just some of the neighbors around there were like, that was, did you guys scary? Have that at all?
You know, we never like road camped. We always stayed at a campground because I wasn't really comfortable with that. Luckily, we didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
I think the scariest thing for us was on our 2019 trip. In California on Highway 89, it was a big trucking area. There were lots of logging going on. The roads were very narrow, very hilly. Lots of sight lines were not good. And I had got crashed out the year before.
Oh,
so I still had a little bit of PTSD on that. And, you know, I was cringing when the bikes or the trucks came by. So that was probably the worst. That by the end of that trip, I was calling that bloody 89 because I'm like, I don't know if we're going to make it off of this road, frankly, because it was so intense. Mm-hmm. But you know, we've always had really great trips, fun. People have been very kind. Motor vehicle drivers have been very good. We've never felt threatened at all.
Well, you guys have almost like a network, don't you, when you travel or other bikers and people will help you out and everything?
Yes. There's an organization called Warm Showers, which is an online community for long-distance cyclists. And you can reach out to them as you're coming to their community and say, hey, can you host me tonight? And they can say yes or no. And then there's no money exchange. It's all goodwill. And then in return, we host in our house as well. So
that's cool.
That's great.
There's a really great biking community out there. Once you get plugged in, whether you're doing events like, you know, the Bayshore to Lakeshore is coming up, which is one of my favorites.
Yep.
It starts right here in Green Bay and goes out to Kewaunee and Algoma and comes back. It's pretty easy. It's pretty flat.
Yep.
But the people you meet and you just, you know, you bike next to them and you have a conversation with them and then you see them at another event, or if you do a big thing like Ragbri in Iowa, you really form lifelong friendships and you learn a lot about, you know, people and what's important to them. And it's just really, it's special.
There's a big race in my hometown up in Nagani.
That is a mountain bike.
Yeah, Orta Shore it's called.
Yeah.
That's really popular.
Yep, I heard of that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Mountain biking is huge up there.
Huge. Well, you couldn't ask for a better area.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know some kids that went to Michigan Tech. The girl that cuts my hair, she was a huge mountain biker and snowboarder. So other than Colorado, there's no better place to go than up in the UP.
You know where they're trying to develop that?
Where?
The Mesabi Range, the Iron Range.
Oh, that's great. Oh. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I can show.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Masabi.
My Actor of the Year certificate from 1977.
Very nice.
Thanks. I'm going to have it here for Jim to see.
We really have to frame this.
Yes, we do.
That's so funny.
I'm going to tape it right there so every day he looks at that. Because he doesn't believe me.
If you frame that and hang it up, you know what he's going to do?
What?
Frame a sweater vest and hang it
up. No. Go look in that other room and see what's framed and hanging. His thing from, he went to this like correspondence course at Harvard or something like this. So he's got that displayed like he graduated from Harvard Business School. Yes, it's in the other room.
Nice.
Yes.
He put in the work.
Yeah.
What's the most miles you've ever put on a day on a bike? There it is. Look it. Harvard Kennedy School, exec, and the sweater vest.
Nice.
Todd, we got to get my Masabi thing framed just like that.
And we need a sweater vest.
I
got to
get a sweater vest.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There you go.
I'm a big fan of the sweater vest. Wow.
I don't think I've ever put on more than like 104 miles, I think is my big.
I did 25 one time. And this is way back when I was first in TV, one of those big charity things. There used to be a lot of charity bike things back in the day.
Yep.
But you know, so you're a doctor, so I can talk about personal issues.
Are we going to talk about your saddle?
Well, my thighs. Yes. What can you do about that?
Uberlude.
Because that hurts.
Wear bike shorts that are longer, so hopefully that helps. But then put a lube tape. There's all kinds of different butt butter and stuff like that that you can put on
really?
to help lubricate it.
Because once that happens, you got to stop biking.
It hurts.
Are you talking about your legs or are you talking about your bottom?
Legs, his thighs, they must be.
You need lube.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Lube for your chain, lube for your legs, lube for your bottom.
This is getting a little uncomfortable now, even though she's a doctor. Uh-huh. You put on a smock or whatever you people wear at work.
A smock?
Isn't that what you call
a sweater vest?
Isn't that what doctors wear, a smock?
Like a white coat?
Yeah.
A smock makes me think of, like, you know, kindergarten painting class.
I know.
Yeah, like, everybody put on
your smock. Dr. Marcus Welby or something.
Yeah.
All right.
No, like, if you're biking and you have a problem, there is a solution to your problem, and the bike community is more than happy to help you.
Where do you get the long bike shorts?
Everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can get some that are just above the knee.
That's what I need.
Yeah, because they get a little more protection in there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pete's actually has a lot in store, so if you want to go look at selection, they've got a lot over there.
Is that on Broadway, or is that one right back here on the
city? Other side of the river.
Side of the river. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's Broadway.
Will and Sprocket has a great selection, too, if you're in the valley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I got to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm biking this summer. Put on a lot of miles.
Let's go.
Good. Yes, I know. We're doing it.
All right.
All right. All right. I want to know more about that brewery in Greenleaf.
Oh,
I love those kind of breweries.
Wonderful.
Yes, it is. Very nice place.
Okay, doing that.
And really, like, on a beautiful summer night, you take a little ride down the Fox River Trail, the most traveled trail in Wisconsin.
Yes.
You go down there, you have a beer, you enjoy the music, you meet some amazing people in your bike.
I've asked you this question, and I know what your answer is, mm-hmm. so I'm going to ask Tracy, because this is something I'm always uncomfortable with.
Okay? Oh, again? Another one of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're going this way and somebody's coming the other way, do you acknowledge them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And when you're passing somebody on the trail, please let them know. Passing on the left.
But you do nod to the person or something? I didn't know what
you
said.
I do, or say hi.
I always give a big smile.
I do, too.
Okay.
That's just part of it. Nice. It's part of it.
Okay. Didn't know if that was a protocol.
It absolutely is.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot
today. Be friendly.
You might make somebody happy.
Yeah. Just make their day just by smiling.
Billy Rubin's sister.
And they'll be like, oh my gosh, that was Germano when he smiled at me.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Jim's got the day off. Tracy Flukey, thank you so very much for coming in. One last quick thing. You guys are such advocates for safe biking in the area and everything. Tell people some great areas to go and get on a bike when the weather gets warm.
You know, you can go just about anywhere on your bike. Most of the local roads are good. Look for a road that has either wide shoulder or a bike lane on it. Trails, we've got lots of great trails. Mountain Bay Trail, the Fox River Trail is another good one. So just get out and do your thing.
I believe that's Officer Carlson. Someone bought a helmet for you. Standing there with a helmet for John. John's desperately trying.
Wear your helmet. Yes, absolutely wear your helmet.
And you know, Tracy, when I'm looking for a bike trail, I go to Google. And if you like put your destination in and you choose bike as an option, it will generally give you a good trail. Not guaranteed, but it'll generally give you a pretty safe path.
Absolutely. Well, and Wisconsin has some great bike maps, too. Mm-hmm. So you could bike all the way across the state of Wisconsin and get a nice map that'll show you exactly where
Tracy,
to go.
Tracy, look at this.
Oh, hey. Nice, Craig.
What's a child helmet?
Officer Craig is in the house with a child's bike helmet for me.
That should fit you very well.
You got to put it on.
I got to put it on.
Get it on your big
Craig.
Head. There's a couple things that are coming up. The Brown County Library in Ashwaubenon, Peter and I are doing a presentation in April on talking about our two books, how we wrote them, and going through that, and also bike safety. So if you're not doing anything, please look at that. I can't remember the darn date off the top, but and come out, and we'll give you a few tips on biking safety.
That's so great.
All right. I will post a picture of this later on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
But you guys have
to take backwards for one thing. Backwards, yes.
You tell him, Tracy.
Oh, boy.
Yes. There you go.
That's not so bad. That's better.
That's better. Yeah. That almost fits you.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do I look?
You look great.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, the college kids, they're more
your essence comes out.
Yes.
Essence.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go. Thank you, Craig.
You're my brother.
Leave it to our favorite police officer to come in and bring John a helmet.
It does fit better when you put it on the right way.
It does.
It does.
It also looks better. Less dorky.
Okay.
Maybe that was the problem.
He might have gone backwards.
Maybe it was. Yeah. Maybe that is the key. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully not, but it might have been it.
All right. Well, Tracy, it's wonderful having you here.
Thank you.
Please stay in
me.
Touch with us. You know, biking season's coming up. Yes. We want to bring you and Peter back again, talk a little bit about that, okay?
That would be great. We'd love to come
Thanks
back.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Todd, introduce our next guests here.
Well, we got a bunch of students in from UWGB. The story goes that back in the day, UWGB had their own radio station. It used to be 91.5 WGBW, which is what our call letters are right now. A couple of weeks ago, the mayor and I were at an event at Lambeau Field for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And we met a lot of these people at that event. We said, hey, at some point we should have you on the show and talk to you about the program and stuff like that, what you guys are doing. They have a streaming station now called GBX, and they do a mix of music and some talk and stuff like that. I'd like to go around and have everybody introduce themselves. So maybe we'll start over here.
Perfect.
Get on over to the mic and tell us who you are and what you do on GBX.
All right, so my name is Grace. I'm actually an alumni from UWGB. I just graduated in December. I was one of the first students, along with Val, to be on air in our new studio. So I'm here as we all joke, I'm the honorary board member of the station because of my involvement. So I'm,
Cool, thanks for coming in. Who else do we have?
I'm Joseph Antela. I'm the music director here at UWGBX, and then also I'm an audio producer.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Are you from the UP?
I have family from the UP, actually.
What did I tell you, Todd?
So this morning he said, I bet one of the kids is from the UP, and he said because of the last name, right?
Antela.
Yeah, Antela.
Are you from Ontonagon?
I have family over there, too. Yeah.
Okay. Kid by the name of Jimbo Antela. Maya was a junior in high school. We're playing in the districts in basketball. We were the top team in the UP. 20-3, okay? We're playing at Ontonagon, all right? They had a kid named Jimmy Antela who tore us up, had like 35 points, biggest upset of the year. And just to like put salt in the wound, they threw ice chunks through our window of our bus. So that's what I remember when you say Antela. I remember Ontonagon, and that name has always stuck with me. And the first thing I said to Todd, I said, I will bet you one of these people has relatives or is from the UP.
There you go.
There you go.
Who else we got?
I'm Johnny Rader. I'm the promotions director here at Radio GBX.
Is that your real name?
Yeah.
Because that's the greatest radio name ever.
Well, my dad, he worked in radio in the 90s, and he had a weird last name. So
what was the last name?
It was Schmeiser.
Okay.
So
that's not weird. That's kind of normal
Johnny
for around
Schmeiser.
Here.
It's kind of Kakana name.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to go by Schmeiser when he first got into radio. He was dreaming about it ever since he was a little kid, so... He was thinking of that last name for a long time. Once he turns 18, he's going to get himself a fun last name. So, Rader, it was, and now I'm blessed with that last name.
That
as well.
Is phenomenal.
So, did he actually change his last name?
Yeah.
Legally. Wow.
Yeah. Because
most of us just fake it.
Yeah, you're not, your last name isn't Michaels.
No,
right?
It's whatever that kid's name was.
But he just goes by Todd, like Cher.
I'm one of the only people that ever changed their name, I swear, in radio. It's just, I don't know what it is. Because Mark Daniels, you know Mark Daniels is a big sports guy in town. His was Mark Wasselchuk. People, you know, everybody changed their name except me. And you do some high school football coaching, huh?
Yeah, over at West Appear, and we had ourselves a pretty good year.
Phenomenal year.
Yeah, but you know, our standards are a state championship. You go into the season, you want to win a state championship. So we were a little disappointed with the outcome of the season.
And you guys lost in that last game that we broadcast to Dr. Kristen's alma mater.
Yeah, Kakana. It was a tough one. I'll tell you that.
Were you the Galloping Ghost?
Yeah.
You were the Galloping Ghost, right?
Same mascot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're the Galloping Ghost. She was also Bucky the Gopher?
Oh, come on.
Not Bucky.
Goldie.
Goldie the Gopher at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got Kakana against Westy Peary. All right. Who else you got, Todd?
Who else we got?
My name is Josh Bunton. I am the news and production director for Radio GBX.
He sounds like a news guy, doesn't
he? And now, at 8:35, we have the local news. I like that. You can do it.
He's got the diction for it, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
People always tell me I have a voice for radio. I never hear it, but people keep telling me that, so maybe there's something there.
It's only bad when they say you have a face for radio. Then you know.
I've never gotten that.
And who else do we have this morning?
We have Salon DeLon. I am the program director of Radio Salon GBX. Basically, I'm kind of the boss of these people.
Salon DeLon. Yeah. Is your real name Salon DeLon?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yep. not. It's
yeah,
not.
No. It,
you're
no.
okay. You're doing
No, I'm Saul Dahl. What do you mean? No, okay. no, no.
Are you
okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Because yesterday, or 2 days ago, Jim was trying to talk about Celine Dion. No, I can't say it right.
Celine Dion.
Yes.
Celine Dion.
Yeah. Perfect.
And that's how you always pronounce it.
Celine Dion. Yeah, my mom was a big fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All
no,
right.
I'm playing. My
oh,
wow. real name is Val Tavares.
All right. Thank you, Val. Who put you up to that? Him?
No, I just wanted to.
Okay.
No one, no money was involved in that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I want her working for us. Because she totally just covered yeah. for me, and I appreciate it.
No. I could do coffee runs. I could do a lot of things.
Oh,
think about
nice.
It.
Uh-huh.
Think about it.
All right. Hey, Dr. Kristen, you're out.
Oh, what? Sorry, girl.
You're out. She's taking your place.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Actually, she's got a pretty cool UWGB
Yeah, we got the same
too.
Sweater.
I know.
I know. We're flanking the team.
Yeah, I made this.
Did you really?
No.
I'm like, wow, she's really talented.
Yeah, she's got a future.
Yeah.
She's got a future.
No, I thought
Hey,
this.
When is the women's game? Thursday?
You're the wrong
it's
person.
It's on Saturday at 11 a.m. against Tennessee.
Okay, thank you. We got the sports guy. We got the news guy. We got the Uper. And we got somebody that's like a hard rocker wearing, was it, Black Sabbath t-shirt?
And then you have
no,
a
not Black Sabbath. No. Who is that? Who's
My
that?
My guy. It is Black Veil Brides. You're close.
Black who?
Black Veil Brides.
Black Veil.
Veil.
Black Veil Bride. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of music is it? Soft? Pop?
Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You just sound exactly like your grandpa trying to talk to you about
music. You know? He sounds like...
His
yeah.
age.
Yeah. Like... Who is this?
He's like, have you ever heard of Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Wow. Again, words I never thought I'd utter. I miss Jim. So talk to us.
Well, we were talking a little bit, Salon, about the yes. fact that, you know, radio is a little bit different now. Broadcasting is different. It's really about media. You actually said that while you're doing the program right now, you're looking at some other avenues for, you know, what you want to do in the future. What are those?
I was thinking about possibly doing like account exec for like ad agencies or copywriting. Honestly, I'm kind of just spewing off things that I don't really know exactly, but broadcasting is something that's always near and dear in my heart. So obviously, first choice is broadcasting if it could happen, but kind of just seeing what's open for me right now.
What about you? I mean, it sounds like, would you have interest in being like a sports broadcaster?
Yeah, anything in radio, to be honest. I'll be on air. I'll be working in production. I'll be doing your video production. I'll do play by play, to be honest. I want to do anything in radio.
Well, that's one thing we were talking about. Actually, early this morning, we were talking about that. If you're going into the media in any form now, you have to have the wide range. I mean, mm-hmm. the multimedia type of things. That's just, if you don't have it, you don't get a job.
Exactly. It's a competition every day. Everyone in the sports broadcasting communication field, you go up to them in class, they say that they're going to do it, but they're not really doing anything outside of class. So, if you're going to try to get out of college and you're going to just say that I graduated with a comm major, I want to be a sports guy, but I didn't do anything, you're not going to be working.
I told Todd, you got to get call letters on your resumes. And my first job, again, I'm going to sound like that old guy, whatever, but mm-hmm. my first job when I was going to school at Arizona, it was doing color commentary for high school football. I received zero money for doing it, but you know what? That's the first thing I had on my resume. And people, it's because it's professional mm-hmm. and you got some professional experience. So it's really important. Like what you said, that's the perfect attitude to have.
Exactly. Competition.
Yeah. I'm really curious. So when John started, there were like radio stations and television stations. And now there's all of this other
media
and podcasting and all of the social media. Mm-hmm. How does that all fit into your education and into what you're thinking about for the future?
Well, people consume podcasts completely weird and in a different way because their attention spans are like 3 seconds. And if I'm not caught by this video, I'm just going to scroll.
Uh-huh.
So take this video that we're recording right now. We're mm-hmm. going to take 30 seconds of the best part of our conversation, and we're going to make it a TikTok, a YouTube short, and it's going to capture their attention. We're going to put a link to the video, the whole video, and they'll click it, and then they'll listen to it. That's how people are going to listen to podcasts in the mm-hmm. future, and that's how it's going to go. So the more we learn about it and the more we get a feel for it, I feel like we're going to be way ahead of the competition in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Understanding the landscape of it all.
So as music director, I want to ask you this. Do you choose all the music or do you just give them like a range of genre and let the announcers pick, or how do you do that?
Yeah, we kind of like, we get like a lot of music sent in through us, a lot of other labels, and we kind of get some input from other like student shows. They do their own music shows. Grace had a big show of like rock music. It's mostly just like a bunch of alternative, like rock, mostly bringing in some like hip hop and different genres.
Have you guys had the chance to actually see like a disc jockey on the air and he has to play the same 200 songs over and over and over? It's a little bit disheartening, isn't it?
Yeah, my dad, he had like a million CDs that he brought with him from Florida to Northeast Wisconsin to start a radio station, and that's how they got their music. The whole playlist was just all of these CDs, and I still have all of them. I don't know what to do with all of these CDs. Like,
what station was he on?
Q90 FM.
Q90, sure. Yep.
When it was just all just Christian rock from top to bottom.
Right.
And there's no station like that nowadays, so it's like, what am I supposed to do with all these CDs? Exactly.
So. It's called something eBay. It's like a little money on the side is what you do. Yep.
Yeah. A little thing called Spotify ruined that.
What are you guys doing to prepare? I mean, if you guys want to, if you're serious about it, I want to hear from each one of you. What are you doing to prepare?
For what?
If you want to get into the media in any way, shape, or form. And even, you know what, even ad executives, I mean, that's a really good job, to be honest with you. In the mirror. I mean, they make the bucks. I'll be honest with you.
I want to make the bucks. Which is kind of selfish, but.
Well, I mean, like currently right now, I work as a videographer, photographer for UWGB. Cool. So that's kind of like, because that's always been kind of my interest is doing video media. But if I'm going to go back into broadcasting, I'm kind of interested in kind of the video format. So like, if I'm going to go back in the news, I do more like photojournalism. So I kind of
multimedia.
Yeah. So when I do like photography or video for UWGB, I kind of do it with, I approach it with kind of a video photojournalist sense.
That's awesome. Cause that's the type of thing. If somebody doesn't have that, your resume goes to the top of the pile because you've got experience in that. Mm. And yourself, you want to do sports, right?
Yeah. I did a lot of that as well. I did videography for West Appear when I first started out of high school. I did their photography. I did their social media for a while. And then I'm like, oh, well, I could do coaching, too. So that's what I did. And that's how I prepared myself for it.
Awesome. Okay, stick around. We got to set a quick break. Back with more right after this.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake, intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Welcome back, Mind of the Mayor. We're trying to find some black veil ladies. Or, what's the name of it again? Black?
Okay. It's black veil brides.
Yeah. We're trying to find some, but Todd was afraid it might have some bad language.
But you were close with the Black Sabbath, though, because that is one of their influences, I'm pretty sure.
Oh!
So you're close.
And that's my era.
Oh.
80s hair metal? 80s metal?
Well, they were out of the 70s.
Okay, 70s, 80s.
Yes. Yeah. Really late 70s. Like the very last day of the 70s.
Just like John.
What? Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you, doctor. Wow. Go ahead. Was it Jim? Is it Jim?
Joseph.
I'm just going to call you Jim.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to call you, you know what? Jimmer. I'm going to call you Jimmer because the guy's name, Jimmer Antola, must be an uncle of yours or a cousin or something.
Probably a cousin or something.
Yeah. So I'm just call you Jimmer. So go ahead.
So, I mean, what I'm doing, I'm an audio production student. So I'm also involved in like all unions. We do like a lot of live production of bands. I interview bands on my show once a month. So I'm just involved in the music scene all around.
Fantastic.
You should actually come in on Fridays because we have live bands in here from 8:30 to 9. We have live artists. You'd probably enjoy that. So if you want to come back sometime, please do.
For sure.
And actually, another thing you might enjoy, I'm debuting my new song, An Ode to a Former Mayor, that day.
Oh, what? Okay. Can you give us a sample? Give us a sample. Go on. Boom, 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 boom. Go, go. Oh, I was helping you.
No, I don't.
Sorry, go ahead. Okay.
I work alone, or Devon, or whatever.
Sorry, Salon. Yeah.
Salon
down the track.
All right. Yesterday, when I was mayor. How's that?
Oh, that was something. Okay. That was something. Yes.
I'll take that. What'd you think, Doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
that was a sample.
Okay. Todd said it was good. You said it was good, Todd.
It was
good
entertainment.
I kind of work for him, so I have to make him feel
better. Oh, wait. Oh, that's the... Oh, I didn't know that was the dynamic there.
Well, no, it's not. He says that, but he really controls everything there is. That's one thing you'll learn. Producers control everything in the media. Everything. So tell me a little bit more about your station. Is it podcast or is it over...
Yeah.
What's the term when it's over the air? Streaming. Do you stream?
Yeah, it's a lot more talk-based now. So we have a podcast at 9 a.m. every day except for Wednesdays and Mondays. So, yeah, this is what I'm doing with my podcast time today. I'm here with all of you.
Fantastic. So. You know, I got to tell you a story, you guys, ancient history to you guys. But I used to live next door to the guy that ran the radio station at Green Bay.
What?
When it Ooh. Went off, Glenn Slats.
Yeah, oh. Glenn. Yeah. I know Glenn.
And that's when it kind of went off the air. Some kids got in, locked the doors, and said some bad things. And yep. you guys know that story,
I'm very well aware of the story. I wrote a story about it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So did they lose their license then at the time or something?
There was a couple of incidences, but I think that was, if I remember correctly, I think that was the one where they said some things they shouldn't have done.
Right.
That revoked the license. The FCC was like, Sayonara.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's great that it's like a rebirth almost is what I'm saying, that you guys are doing this.
It feels like we're getting our call letters back because you guys have our call letters.
I know.
We're actually
right?
here to get it back.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. History repeats itself.
I mean, I'd be willing to sell them to you for the right price. So.
$20?
$20.
Okay.
I'll take it. You own it. You own the
and
callers.
He's the
Do whatever
boss.
You want with them. Do whatever you want. They're all yours. They're all yours.
$20 is more than any of us collectively get paid. Yeah. The station, so.
Welcome to radio, buddy. Yeah, welcome to radio. This is cool. You know what? I think this is awesome that you guys are involved in this and interested in this. And don't be afraid. The number one, you can't be shy about asking for help in regards to, can I intern at a radio station? Can I do something at a TV station? They're not going to come to you. You got to knock on their doors. Mm. And that's just the way it works. You can't be shy. You got to go after it if
I'm
you're serious about it.
I'm going to be camping out your door then for the next week.
Actually, we got showers here. We got two bathrooms. We got a great place.
Oh, perfect.
I've slept here. It's great.
What kind of shampoo do we have here?
I use a special shampoo, so
you don't use any shampoo. Got it.
Wow, you're hired.
You heard it here, guys.
Crazy. Well, Dr. Kristen, it sure has been fun having you here all day.
I've had a blast.
You can talk into the mic too if you want. Ooh. I mean, you've only done this, a couple years now.
I've had a blast being Jim.
Okay.
This morning.
Being Jim.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I know. I'm like really tempted to go get that sweater vest.
You can have. We'll give.
I can have it.
Yes.
Oh.
You can have
the sweater vest. Oh. No, you got to see. We got to see this sweater vest.
Jim was mayor. He must have raided every closet they had at City Hall because everything he has City of Green Bay on it.
Oh my gosh.
So and here's one of them right here.
That's adorable.
Bum ba da dum.
Yes.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
That with the white button down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, be honest with me. Are sweater vests in or out?
I think they're in.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I'm
you have to see it on to know.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath, what do you think, in or out?
Me?
Yeah.
What I think?
Yeah.
Again, I'm with Val. I feel like it depends on how you style it.
It's 2014 core.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what 2014 core is?
Jimmer, what do you think? Core? Well, I don't know what that means.
2014 core is like Arctic Monkeys, like high-rise shorts, like leggings under the shorts, Doc Martens, vampire blood. I don't know.
What are they talking about, Todd?
I have no idea.
You just got fired.
Shucks.
the shortest career in radio history. Don't make the producers sound old. Rule number one.
Sorry,
I guess. A little late, Ceylon.
We just got a text in. These kids and Dr. Kristen are awesome. I love how they're giving John so much hell.
he deserves it.
It's been all day with this group. Unbelievable. Wow. But this is great. Best of luck to you guys. If there's anything we can do, please let us know, because it is a competitive business, as you all know. But don't let that scare you. That always, we were... had that pound into our head. Oh my God, the competition's so, yada, yada. But you know what? There's just those other few that aren't. So many of the kids that I went to school with, it's like they expected TV stations to come to them, basically. Like it was a regular thing. You just got to go out and grab it. I'm not trying to sound like an inspirational speaker here, but I'm dead serious. That's what you got to do. You just got to go out and grab it. So don't be shy, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so give me your call letters.
I told you. You can have them. How about this? We'll give you a T-shirt with the call letters on them.
I guess I'll settle. I'll think about it.
With the sweater vest.
Wait a minute. If they're underage, are we allowed to give them a T-shirt that says beer on it?
Yes.
We're over 21.
Yeah, we're all over 21.
Oh, I'm not.
No. Oh, you're
okay.
Not. No.
All right.
I lied.
Johnny.
Well, we'll scratch that one out on that T-shirt. For the end. No, this has been great, guys. It's wonderful having you here. But seriously, if there's anything we can do for you, you need advice, you need some help, anything, please let us know.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
I'm all in favor of people trying to get this business.
And how great is it that we've got this local homegrown talent right here? Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, let's promote it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You guys are awesome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And go Lady Phoenix.
Woo!
If folks want to listen to GBX, where do they go to listen?
You go to just go to uwgb.edu/GBX.
Outstanding. Thanks very much. Yep. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
You be back next week?
No, week after that.
All right. Oh, yeah, good luck in Puerto Rico.
Thanks.
All right. Is he coming with you?
Yeah, he's going to bring a bike helmet.
Ooh. I want to do a competition, me against him with burpees.
Oh.
Think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to work on that.
All right, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Have a great one. See ya.